G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, October 17. I'm John Barker and joining me today is Joel the Asset Marshal. I regret to say that Carl Diorio has been so flat out this week that he has not been able to complete the requisite amount of form study in time. I said, when has that ever stopped you before? But no, he was quite adamant that he would not be sitting in on today's session. So it's just me and Joel, mainly Joel, needless to say. And what a meeting we've got to attack here, Joel, in particular. What a race at 5:40 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Saturday. The BMW Caulfield Cup, 18 to face the starter. Numerous international raiders, some in-form Australasians. Boy, it's if you can find the winner of that, you should come out well in front.
Yes, it is a cracking lineup. It's been hailed, I think, as one of the strongest Caulfield Cups we've seen by many good judges. Look, Mongolian Khan, he's pretty short now. He's well found, obviously, after last week's excellent trial in the Caulfield Stakes, of course, that really put him on to everyone's hit list, really, and he's going to be very, very hard to beat. But yeah, it's a very intriguing race. Obviously, we've got the internationals. It's good to have them in the Japanese fame game. I can see a lot of support coming for him on race day, I think.
Yes, indeed. Well, we will get to the Caulfield Cup in due course. We'll take you right through the black type on Caulfield's 10 race card on Saturday, and the first is just a standard three-year-old filly's plate. We'll move to the second race, 2 Polytrack Gothic Stakes. This is for the three-year-old colts and geldings, and it is a listed race over 1,400 metres.
Yeah, well, it's interesting here. Mr. Individual, of course, won on Wednesday. There is some talk that he may back up. I'll leave him out. Oh, I don't think they will back him up. I think they'll keep him for Cup Week. But anyway, I like 6 Santa Ana Lane. I think he'll be very hard to beat. He's won both his starts in impressive style, and I think he can take the next step to black type level. 3 Holler took on the older horses in Sydney last start and ran really well. 8 Comeback, he's a maiden, but I think he ran into a pretty good one last time in Battle Camp. I think he might measure up quite nicely here. And 2 Metallic Crown coming off the Guineas Prelude run, which was just a tough run. 6-3-8-2.
I'm with takedown number 1 to beat Santa Ana Lane, Flying Light and Metallic Crown. 1-6-5-2 for me. Race 3, Dilmar Single Origin Tees Caulfield Sprint. Group 2, over 1,000 metres. Well, king-like. Joel, number 6, oh so impressive, winning the Dane Hill Stakes at Flemington. Was an acceptor for the Blue Sapphire on Wednesday. It was a scratching there. That was 1,200 metres against 3-year-olds. Supposedly nothing wrong with him. Turns up here over 1,000 metres against older horses on Saturday. You with him or too many question marks?
Yeah, no, I've left him out. I want to see him do it again. A few question marks over that Dane Hill Stakes form, and I want to see him do it again, and certainly at this sort of level. I think Ball of Muscle is the one to beat. I know he's giving weight to all of his rivals, but cracking effort in the Moya. Just didn't begin all that flash from the inside gate, and he was forced to give up the lead. And look, he may not have beaten Buffering anyway, but it may have been a different race if he was able to lead. But a really good run nevertheless. I think he's the one to beat. Headwater ran a cracking race in the Moya at odds. I think he's back on track now. 3 Lamosti's a really good mare. And 7 a clear choice, respecting Philip Stokes. Likely to bring this horse across. Is it also in at Morphettville, but I'm pretty sure he's coming here.
I'm with Ball of Muscle as well. Number 1 to beat Headwater, Kinglike and Curo. So that 1-5-6-2 for me. Ball of Muscle, hard track at Moonee Valley, that race. Buffering, are you worried about these horses coming off hard track?
Yeah, it's interesting. I will speak about a hard track concern I've got later on, but... Yeah, Ball of Muscle, interesting. Of course, we've got Fontaton running later in the night and Brook Road coming out of that Moya Stakes running later in the day, sorry. So, yeah, it will be interesting, but I think he's the one to beat for me.
All right, race 4 for the Oaks-bound fillies is the New Zealand Bloodstock Ethereal Stakes over 2,000 metres, Group 3.
Yeah, good race. I think Honesta, I'll be sticking with her. Haven't quite gotten the cash in Sydney with her at her last couple, but she's ran really well both times. Just missed last start, and really good run the start prior at a big price. I think she's look, the market looks to be swinging towards 2, her and number 2 Ambiance, who was so impressive last start. Godolphin did have a short price favourite in this race last year get rolled, but look, I think they're the two, three on top from number two, and then we better go rough for the multiples, and I like a couple from New South Wales, 9 and 17. 9 Dawny Perfect, 17 Princess Aria if it gets a run. They both come out of the same maiden, and both really good. Dawny Perfect is out of Zagalia. She's crying out for this distance. Princess Aria didn't have much luck, and the second horse out of that maiden, Ritzy, has since won impressively, so worth keeping those roughies very safe. 3, 2, 9, 17.
Okay, I'm with the main ones as well. 2 Ambience to beat 3 Hanesta, 1 The Grey Flash, and 5 Bannatyne. Race 5 at Caulfield on Saturday. Ladbroke's Caulfield Classic, still just a Group 3, but he's worth $500,000, 2,000 metres for the Derby-bound colts, but also open to fillies. And one here, there is one filly in the field, Sacred Eye, David Hazen, Tom Davenig, and she is the favourite, Joel, in a race that was quinellaed by the fillies last year.
Yeah, look, this is an interesting race, and I did mention I have a hard track concern about a couple of horses on the program, and one of them is Lizard Island, the backing up from that run last week. Of course, last week's track at Caulfield was notably very, very firm. So, look, I've got a query on him and Shard's backing up. And I've gone 4 Get the Picture. I think he's a safe each way bet. He continues to take a next step every time he steps out, this horse. Really good run in the Bill Stutt. And look, he's going to go around $8 or $9. Still a little bit underrated. I think, look, it is his first prep. That's the obvious query. But I think he can keep progressing. 13 Sacred Eye, really good behind Badawiya at Flemington. 11 Iron Boss was okay at Flemington. I'm willing to give him another go. And 5 Eclair Attack, a good Adelaide, promising Adelaide galloper comes across. 4, 13, 11, 5.
The filly for me, Sacred Eye, 13 to beat 1 Lizard Island, 6 Tavachi, and 3 Ayers Rock. Race 6 at Caulfield on Saturday, David Jones Cup, better known to many as the Coogee 2000 metre Group 3.
Yeah, number 5 Fenway, I think connections were eyeing off a start in the Cox Plate, but maybe they've been told she hasn't done enough to get into a race like that. So anyway, she goes around here, last start winner of the Stock Stakes. I think she can make it back-to-back wins. She's going really well. The first up run was good, and then she went on with it at the Valley. Got her on top of 6 Saddler's Lake, who was in good form. Look, he wasn't well-weighted in the Epsom. You can certainly forgive him for that run. He can bounce back. 7 Thunder Lady, I thought, was pretty good last time in the Vanilla Cup. She's starting to come right, and 1 Stratum Star, interesting, up to 2,000 with the 59, but got to be respected.
Don't know about $3.30 though, but I have exactly the same numbers, 5, 6, 7 and 1, and Fenway is my best of the day. Race 7 at Caulfield on Saturday, might be a short priced favourite here. In Under the Louvre, looks pitched in at these weights with 56.5. This is a 1400 metre Group 3 for 4 years old and up.
Yeah, he should be pretty hard to beat under the loop. Mark Zara's just got to get his timing right over the 1400. He's won at the distance, but he's not, I don't think he's as electric at this trip. Certainly in the Rupert Clark, he did have to get going when he did, and perhaps just was a little bit early. But if he times his run to perfection here, he really does look the one to beat. I threw in Rock Sturdy for second. His winter campaign wasn't too bad up in Brisbane. Wasn't a bad effort in the 10,000 behind Boban. He's had the 2 runs back. They've been quite solid. 11 Ullman, I thought he might be able to improve enough to turn the tables on the likes of Worthy Cause and Chivalry out of that Flemington race back to his home track. And 4 Vashka, good winner in Sydney last start. 8, 5, 11, 4.
8 Under the Louvre to beat 6 Worthy Cause, 3 Charlie Boy, and 4 Vashka for me. 8, 6, 3, 4. Race 8, second leg of the Quaddy at Caulfield on Saturday. Schweppes Tristark Stakes, Group 2 for the mares over 1400 metres.
Yeah, I'm keen on Slightly Sweet here. I thought at the start of her prep that she would win a nice race this spring, so I'm just going to stick with her. Really good return from her first up when finishing 4th. Then last time out, I don't know, it was a bit of a funny race. She sort of got back and it didn't really ping, and she was a bit similar second up last time in. She's down here for the Maya Classic over a mile in a couple of weeks, but I think from barrier 1, if there's a little bit of pressure early and she gets the brakes in the straight, she can run on really well. So I like her at each way odds to beat 2 Catkins, trying to bounce back off that flat second up run in the same race as Slightly Sweet. That was the Golden Pendant. Got to give her another chance. She's so well treated under this weight scale. 12 Jessie Bell's just absolutely flying this time in for Luke Oliver. Another wide gate for her, and Four Solicit might press forward and run a bit of a race. She's been trialling pretty well.
Six Sabatini for me. Big week for Lee and Shannon Hope, facing their hearing for the Cobalt matter. And I'm tipping a big double for them with Fenway and Sabatini. Number six to beat two, Catkins, eight, La Passe, and one, Amicus, 6281. The big one is race nine, BMW Caulfield Cup, worth 3.15 million. A handicap over 2,400 metres, indeed the richest turf 2,400 metre handicap in the world, Joel.
Yeah, look, I've had a bit of a change of mind this week. I've been eager to stick with Mongolian Khan right the way through, and certainly last week's run didn't put me off at all, but just that backing up off that hard track last week, I've just got a bit of a concern, and I'm taking his form line, and that's why I'm going for number 12, Haraki. He's going really well. He's starting to peak this time in. He finished second behind Mongolian Khan in the ATC Derby in the autumn. That was off an excellent win in the Tullock. He's had his first couple of runs back were okay. He stepped up in trip last time, and he really pushed Complacent, who's the second emergency here, and perhaps the number one seed for Godolphin if he gets in the race. But I think they've got a pretty handy backup in Haraki. He likes firm ground. James McDonald just missed in this last year on Rising Romance, and I think he can go one better. 12 on top from 6 Mongolian Khan. If he backs up, he's the one to beat. 14 Rising Romance, second last year, as I mentioned, had no luck in the Turnbull from a soft draw. She can run well, and got to put the Japanese horse in, number 3, Fame Game. If you're looking at wider multiples, 8 Who Shot the Barman, and 17 Set Square.
I am sticking with Mongolian Khan, number 6 to beat 3, Fame Game, 2, Snow Sky, and 14, Rising Romance. And finally, at Caulfield on Saturday, race 10, Crown Golden Ale, Alinghi Stakes, 1,100 metres for fillies and mares, a listed race.
Yeah, well, I'm also tipping a double for the Hopes, but I'm not with Sabatini, I'm with this one, Pittsburgh Flyer. I thought her first up run was really good. She hit the rail shortly after straightening, and once she got into the clear the last 100, I thought she found the line strongly. She was a second up winner at Flemington last campaign, and I think she'll be very hard to hold out. From 5 Brook Road, an excellent run in the Moya. 6 the Messina Nymph won this last year, seems to be going just as well. And 4 Fontaton, the other filly coming out of the Moya. 7.5, 6.4.
Along with another father and son team, that of Leon and Troy Corstens, with number 12, Vezelay, to beat 4 Fontaton, 6 the Messina Nymph, and 1 a Fleet Esprit. Vezelay is in fact my value bet on the program, and my best, as mentioned, was race 6, number 5, Fenway. Joel?
Yeah, I found it difficult to find a best, but I'll go slightly sweet. I think she'll be really hard to beat, race 8, number 9. And the only race we didn't cover is the horse I like as my value bet, race 1, number 11, Strangest Dream, by Pins, out of Group 1 winning mare Perno. Should have won on debut at Mornington, flew home from the back, and I think she'll be very, very hard to beat in the opener.
All righty, Randwick, Royal Randwick, once again is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and it is the City Tattersalls Club Day. And if you were in any doubt about that, 6 of the 8 races have City Tattersalls Club in the name, including the 4 black type races, which are the 4 legs of the quaddie. We'll take you through those. First of those, race 6, City Tattersalls Club, Brian Crowley Stakes, 1,200 metres for 3-year-olds. Joel, listed race.
Number 9, Hellbent. I made him my best of the day. He looks very promising. He's unbeaten 2 from 2. Absorbed pressure last time out and then kicked away late. Just a slight concern I have here is there's a few horses getting blinkers on for the first time, and if there's a bit of pressure up front, just hopefully he can take a sit and be strong late. But I think he's clearly the one to beat if all goes well. 5, Sam P, will be suited by the good pressure if there is. He'll be finishing off well. 1, Counter-Attack, and next best 2, Flippant.
Race 7 and second leg of the quaddie at Randwick on Saturday is the City Tattersalls Club Lightning, 1,100 metre listed event.
4, that's a good idea. I think he'll be very hard to beat here. I know he's got a big weight, but really good first up. Going to strip fitter for that. Very consistent sprinter, and I think he's going to be hard to beat. Obviously, Fell Swoop doing nothing wrong. Superb win at Caulfield last time out. He didn't really want to be on him on the corner, but he knuckled down well. He's just keeps winning, so he's got to be there. 6, Craftiness, hasn't quite showed his best yet this time in, but was on a quick pace, quick speed last time out, so maybe he can improve. And 10, Runway Star, for a bit of value in for 4.
Race 8 at Randwick on Saturday is the City Tattersalls Club Cup, 2,400 metres. Can anything come through this and get into the Melbourne Cup, John?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Chris Waller, obviously, with his couple here, beating up Genova, and then you've got the offer, one-time Melbourne Cup favourite from last year. And look, I'm going for a horse on the way up, and maybe a horse that can get through to the Melbourne Cup via the Lexus, and that is Ruling Dynasty, number 10, for James Cummings. He's a progressive horse, really good effort to win second up. He then stepped up in class last time, wasn't suited under the weight scale, and was well held, but much better suited under this handicap conditions here. So I'll go with him to beat 2 Beaten Up, 3 Janoob, and 9 Sassam Kyle.
And finally, at Randwick, race 9, City Tattersalls Club Niverson for the mares, group 3 over 1200.
A number 3 here for me, Nayeli, first run for Peter and Paul Snowden. She won impressively on firm ground at big odds through the autumn. She missed out at her next couple on wet tracks. Bounced back at Scone before the spell. That was on firm ground. She's trialled really well. 1200, just a slight query first up, but she has drawn nicely. Got her on top of 2 Miss Cover Girl, 9 Tree of Jesse, and 1 Peace Force. Hellbent is my best, and my value is Nayeli.
Alrighty, racing on the course proper at Morfordville in Adelaide on Saturday, and there is a listed race. It's race 6, the programmed Durbridge Stakes, over 1200 metres at level weights, because they're all older males, and one of those, number 1, Flamberge. You would think, Joel, this would be a benefit for. I know you like a clear choice, but you wouldn't. You're actually expecting him to come to Caulfield.
Yes, I would assume a clear choice would come to Caulfield, and if he does, well, Flamberge will win, and Mandler will be the Quinella runner for me. 1 and 5 just looks too well in under these conditions. Vlad Jurek cops across to take the ride, and yeah, he should be going around and winning. Mandler, as I said, his fresh form's pretty good, and his second up run in Adelaide last time in was also good. So maybe just take that Quinella, 1 and 5, assuming the 6 is not there.
And what else do you like at Morfordville?
Looking at the last race, Clinton McDonald has sent Gloryland across. Going to be very hard to beat, especially with the claim for Mick D. And I like number 8, Have Plenty. Maybe back him on an each-way basis. He was backing up from a really good effort last week. He hit the line strongly. And take the Quinella with Gloryland, who will be hard to beat.
Doomben is the venue yet again for Brisbane Saturday racing. And you think we can get the cash fairly early, Joel?
Yes, not a meeting that I'm overly wrapped in, to be honest, but there's 8 winners to be found. My best is Paideros, race 3, number 6. Just drew the outside gate and worked too hard to find the lead, and then was pressured and weakened out of it at his first run up in Brisbane. This prep, he's now with Kelly Schweder, and I think if he gets a softer time of it up near the speed on Saturday with a smaller field, he should do, and I think he can be a sharp improver. He was an open handicap winner at Doomben last preparation. He's my best. My value is Dangerous Desire in the 2-year-old. Race 1, number 6. Trialled nicely, and just the slow start put her out of play first up. She had to come wide, and I thought she kept finding the line quite nicely. She'll be better for that experience, and if she jumps cleanly, she can improve.
Okay, and finally, they are back at Ascot on Saturday, and a few of the good horses have come out to play in response, including Kiora Kutu, who is en route to the Victoria Derby, but which you're not tipping on top, I see, from Barrier 10 there, Joel. But we'll go with the two black type races at Ascot on Saturday. First of those, race 5, Northerly Stakes, a group 3 over 1400 for 4-year-olds and up.
Yeah, good race. Most of these went round a couple of weeks ago. I'll go 2 Dawn Approach. He's come up pretty decent odds too. He'll be fitter for that first up run. Might be able to turn the tables on Blackheart Bart, who does look the one to beat. 5 Fuchsia Bandana, next best, and then 6 Wink and a Nod.
And there's a listed race for the 3-year-olds, race 7, the Crown Perth Belgravia Stakes over 1200 metres.
Yeah, this looks a nice race. Some good 3-year-olds clashing here. I've gone 11 Perfect Reflection. I'll put my faith in Willie Pike, who had the pick of a few here. Got her on top of 6 Blackwood. Looks really above average, this filly. 1 Showy Chloe and 14 Annie's Luck. My best is Lucky Streak, race 2, number 5. Should be unbeaten, this horse. She's won 4 out of 5. Looked a real star over there as a 2-year-old. I think he can return a winner. And my value is in the last, Palace Intruder. Only tipped him for second. I think Hazard Beale's going to be very hard to beat. He took on Blackheart Bart and all those open horses first up. He'll be very hard to beat dropping back in class. But Palace Intruder from Barrier 1 can improve. He drew the outside first up and ran on well. He should settle a lot closer on Saturday.
Okay, earlier in the day, what are they doing over in New Zealand?
Yeah, we're racing at Rotorua and at Ashburton down in the south. Rotorua, my best is Snapshot, race 7, number 5. This is an unbeaten galloper out of the former Group 1 winning filly Snap, and this horse is coming along really well. He's trialled up nicely for his return. I think he can remain undefeated. And my value is Flying Rio. The locals have a good record at Rotorua, and this horse has had 4 starts, only placed in one of them, and that was at this track and on a firmish ground. Her other 3 runs have been on heavy 10s, heavy 11s, and she just hasn't handled it. So she can run well on a firmer surface. At Ashburton, my best, likely to be very short, but we'll stick with her. Race 7, number 3, Subrex. She did the job for us first up, and she should be winning again. And my value is Southern Sav. Race 2, number 13. Fitter for the 2 runs back, and up to the 2100 does look suitable.
All right, that wraps up a big Saturday. There is a huge meeting on Sunday at Seymour for the Darley Seymour Cup worth $150,000, a listed race. Did you have any thoughts on that, Joel?
To be fair, I turned me loose. Looks hard to beat. Barrier 13 puts me off a little bit, and the 60 kilos. He won the 2,000 guineas in New Zealand over a mile. So, look, he's going to be hard to beat if he can get a decent sort of a run. And Tall Ship is a horse that interests me from the Darren Weir yard. Of course, he's been lightly raced this time in. He was finding the line quite well at Flemington last start, so he might be able to run well. I think in the last Royal Rapture, he looks ready to win from the Peter Moody yard, the former Tasmanian. He's had a couple of runs in hot grade, and back to benchmark 90, I think he'll take leading.
All right, well, that wraps up a big weekend of racing around Australasia. Don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday, Saturday and Sunday, and all your other favourite features, still only $5. And finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I will kick us off with Caulfield Race 6, number 5, Fenway. Joel?
Well, it's a big day, so we're going to need a bank early. Let's have 10 each way, Strangest Dream, Caulfield Race 1, number 11.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.